Welcome to Union City Radio for Friday, June 12th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. Before the pandemic struck, Isabel Maza cleaned offices for Nationwide Janitorial Services. The mother of three has been out of work because of the crisis, ineligible for unemployment and unable to pay her rent. You can imagine the stress she was experiencing, said Francisco Romero, a field representative from Maza's union, 32BJ SEIU. Fortunately, thanks to help from her union and from the Metro Washington Council's Community Services Agency, Maza was able to pay her rent and keep a roof over her family's heads. CSA helped me in a moment of need, Maza said. Find out more at dclabor.org. Click on Community Services. In today's labor history, on this date in 1981, Major League Baseball players struck, forcing the cancellation of 713 games. Most observers blamed team owners for the strike. They were trying to recover from a court decision favoring the players on free agency. Today's labor code is by the Major League Baseball Players Association in a statement last week rejecting the league's demand for additional concessions. In this time of unprecedented suffering at home and abroad, players want nothing more than to get back to work and provide baseball fans with the game we all love. But we cannot do this alone. Important work remains to be done in order to safely resume the season. We stand ready to complete that work and look forward to getting back on the field. Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. If you're looking for savings on auto, home, or renter's insurance, you can use MetLife Choice to quickly and easily compare quotes and bundle policies. Visit unionplus.org to start saving.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union, oh, yeah, the union will make us strong.
It will make us strong.